This video is all about the second and third cards in a three-card reading. So I went into a great detail about how to set up the reading, how to structure the reading, how it works, and all the different variations of that anchor card that you could get when you take a three-card reading, and how important it is for you to determine basically the boxes that these cards are going to answer. Know the boxes in advance, and then you choose the cards according to what you're asking. I was actually thinking very visually in that moment. I didn't mean to say box, I meant to say position. I actually saw boxes in my head of what you were going to do in the PDF. So the positions, position number one is the anchor card. Position number two and three are determined by what you expect them to answer. They are not automatically determined as cards that only follow suit from the first card, even though they do give you more information about the theme, but they have their own individual purpose in a reading. Here's an example. Remember, we started with To Be Fair. So let's pick the easiest one, which is past, present, and then possible outcome. So if To Be Fair was in the past, that was part of my storyline, right? So I've come out of a situation where there probably has been some issue that has been resolved or brought into balance. Now, in my present circumstance, it's round and round. Now, this would tell me that in my present situation, I am going round and round, revisiting the same thing over and over again. And because I haven't learned something. So obviously, I'm back at the same position, being given an opportunity to do it differently. So that's kind of cool, because if the theme is about balance, this could imply I'm a little bit out of balance. And maybe that out of balance is going to then, the next card, which is the possible outcome, will then show me how this can evolve if I work with these two cards together, right? They're separate and together at the same time. So fairness, balance, not so balanced, this card, right? Now let's choose the third card to show you how this actually flows. So now we're going to go the possible outcome. If I do this, if I learn from this past card and take this information into here, now what happens? Peace. Yay. That would make me feel very peaceful, right? So we want to have nothing in excess. Now, this is a great, great card to teach off of because of the Temple at Delphi, the ancient Oracle of Delphi in the Greek civilization. Two things were written above the temple. I don't know what you call it, the stone wall. One was know thyself, and the second one was nothing in excess. Nothing in excess. So the balance between soul and self, universe and mundane world, all of those things are brought into some form of communicative balance and in good working order, like the word coherence, which is everything is in balance and harmonious. This is what we're looking for. And it's so perfect because peace is the last card. We go back to the things that we might not have healed yet, or we have an opportunity to redo things. This is a course correction card as well. And bang, here we hit peace. Now that's not a bang card, but you know what I'm saying? That's like a quiet bang. Aha, if I do these things, learn from this, do this, I get that. See how that works? Now let's do it again with a different spread. So the reason I'm giving you the two and three card together is to show you how the flow goes from the first card, okay? So now we're gonna use the same three cards just for teaching purposes. Like what if I got these three cards exactly the same, but for different types of readings, okay? So now let's apply this to the next one. Current situation, hidden influences, and highest good. Now remember, the third card always shows the evolution of the first two. So that's gotta be in there if you're going to create your own question. So you'll learn that as we go, right? But right now I'll give you enough to keep you busy for the whole time. Okay, so the first card, current situation, I'm in balance. Everything is good. I'm feeling justice is served. There's a, you know, I'm feeling pretty sane, apparently, according to this card. And I'm in a position where I can be fair or show fairness to others, okay? Now, hidden influences to my current situation. Maybe in the past that wasn't so true. Maybe in the past I had to learn this, right? This is my current situation. These are things that are hidden from me, is that I'm going to have, or I've had an opportunity, I'm going to have an opportunity, or the fact is that this is kind of the underlying of why this is my current condition, because this card tells us something about this card, right? Now, what is the highest good? The highest good in this case is peace. What does peace tell me? Well, peace tells me this is what I have to strive for, not this. So the highest good is peace. Therefore, it tells me something inherent in this card of what to do, because the right action is inherent in every card. There, it just is. It exists in the card. Now let's do this again. Something else. I'm not going to do it for every one of them, but I'm going to show you a bunch of them. So now let's decide what is in motion. This is a good one. Remember I talked about business before? So this is a really good one, because a lot of you are in this course because you want to grow your business. A lot of you are healers and meditation teachers and coaches, and then some of you don't do anything even close to this, but still want to know how you can determine your purpose in the world. And so we're going to look at this as how you show up in the world. And in this case, we're going to use business because it's easiest, so the prosperity piece. So say right now, what is in motion? This is pretty good. We already know what we want. We know what our intention is. And we know that things need to be in balance. We have knowledge about this. So this is in motion right now. We're moving into this balance. We're in this class. We're doing these cards. We're starting to realize that Spirit loves us. We're part of Spirit. You know, the magic is everywhere. We're magical. Woohoo! We have wands. All of this, right? This is here in this card. Now, how can I help this? Now, how interesting is this card? It's not repeating the past. So how can I help this along? By what? By determining my patterns. And basically, if I see a hole, don't jump in it. If I did it before, I'm going to do something different now. So we're reminding ourselves that when we come to these positions of repeating the past, that we do something different. That's how I can help it. And the next one is, what is my role? Okay, in the prosperity piece is to stay neutral. Right? My role in this whole shebang is to be at peace, which means that when we are at peace, it means that we do not judge. We do not take anything personally. We are a neutral observer, trusting that the world works perfectly. And when we are in alignment with it, miracles can and do happen. That is what peace means. Isn't that amazing? Okay, let's do this again with one more. Let's just do one more. Now I'm going to change up the cards and just show it to you from scratch, okay? Show it to you from scratch. And I will tell you, I'm going to do a reading for me on my television show. Okay. So, I've been trying to get Motorcycle Medium off the ground, and then it went in a different direction. Now there's another show and I'm all confused. And I'm like, okay, so let's take a look at that. Let's just see. Like, I don't understand why I keep getting these circuitous routes to what I want. Why not ask? And I want you to follow along because you might have things like this too. So I've determined the subject, right? Now I've determined the three cards. I know which positions they're going to be, which is going to be, what am I resisting? How does this affect me? And what do I need to know to return to alignment? Now, my motive for asking this is because I still go into attachment around this. In this moment, I'm very clear that I know that I have an attachment to an outcome. So I'm actually neutral because I'm aware of that. In this moment, I don't have an attachment to the outcome. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing the reading, right? I've determined the question. I've determined my state of mind. I've determined the kind of reading that I'm going to do. And I've determined the subject, which has a lot of baggage to it. You know, do I, don't I, what'll it be? Will I give up my anonymity? Why can't I do it my way? All of these things there. Everything affects me in this particular question. So you might have a similar one that you can do about your resistance, because I have resistance to the way things changed. Okay, what am I resisting? I'm actually gonna just put them face down here, and then I'll turn them over. And remember how I do it. This is the top, and this is the top. And then I turn them sideways. Remember, you just do it the same way every time for you. You start to do it the same way. The cards will start to know your method, and then it'll give you better answers. Okay, oh, this is hysterical. I'm really outing myself in front of you guys, okay? So I did that other reading too that was like, okay, I'm stripping down. You have to strip down too. Perfect. What am I resisting? To the sea. I'm not going with the flow, right? I think that it has to be my direction, my way. And instead, when I have a detour, I'm thinking that, oh my God, it's not going the way I want it. So I don't understand the detour. And it just says basically like you're resisting the flow. And that's totally true. I was. How does this affect me? It takes me, now if here and now in protection. Now, if this was my other deck, I would have gotten Ghostlands. It means that I'm trying to figure it out too much in the future. Like, well, what's it mean? What's it gonna be? If I was supposed to be this, now it's gonna be that. What is it gonna mean? well, what it's going to mean isn't going to mean what it's supposed to mean. And so this is all about staying in the now and being so grateful to all of it. Grateful to all of it. Best thing here, what do I need to know to return to alignment? We're going to do things differently. And actually, I have to tell you right now, what I'm doing differently is I so trust the people that are involved. I love them and I trust them. And I just feel like this kinship and whatever. I'm like turning it over. That's because before I was a control freak, micromanager, I will tell you this. Now I'm not. That is what I need to return to alignment, is really trust that spirit has a plan. The people involved know better than me. And we'll see. So you see how important it is to understand all of these elements when you're doing a reading. And where those things go and what positions they're in and your state of mind and determining the question and all of those different things that could be like, you know, the little legs or the roots of a tree, right? We know all those things. That's why it's so important for you to get to know your deck.